This is Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog, and I'm talking about my mother, and this is the second in a series of audio pieces in which I think of my mother and the influence she has had on me. My mother is 88 years old now, and the series was inspired by the way in which Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, has shared his thoughts about his mother as she approaches the end of her life. In the first piece of audio, I said that what I had inherited from my mother, or what I had taken on board, or what I had taken in from my mother, was to do with logic and disputation and the ability to outline a good argument and the ability to participate in a good argument. Now, the second thing that comes to my mind in relation to my mother has to do with rules. I've learned an ability to look at any rule and seek for a way of finding a flaw in it, seek for a way of bending the rule to my own advantage, bending the rule to the advantage of other people. Rules were part of my life from the earliest, as far back as I can remember. My mother was particularly good at formulating rules. For example, she had rules about how my friends should behave when they visited our house. We had a large house, and we had a lot of lawn, and we had a lot of flower beds. And my mother was annoyed when people stood on the flower beds, and she was even more annoyed, I imagine, although she never expressed it in the form of annoyance, but she was annoyed when people picked up clods of mud and earth and threw them at each other, as, you know, boys are inclined to do, chuck things at each other. My mother had rules which said that if you walked on the flower beds, you were, for example, banned from the house for one day. So anybody who walked on the flower beds would not be allowed to come to our house to play for a day. And I forget what the consequences of the breaking the rules for throwing lumps of mud at each other. My mother was against throwing mud for aesthetic reasons, I'm sure, but also for safety reasons. My mother took a very comprehensive overview of the situation, and she could well have three or four reasons. She was certainly capable of coming up with three or four reasons why a particular behaviour was unacceptable. My mother went as far as writing down the rules. If, for example, people came and rocked or stole apples from the garden by climbing over the wall, they would be banned from the house for a longer period of time. The thing about this is that what happened to me is that I took in the concept of rules and the concept of written down rules and standards of behaviour. And I then subsequently later on in my life, which of course is a double meaning of the same thing, I took to writing standards. And I took to writing objectives, and smart objectives, objectives which were not vague, but said exactly what would be achieved by a certain date and how it would be measured. So I think that respect and facility with measurement came to me via the example of living under a regime which was rule-bound, which my mother designed. How she designed it, I don't know. I'll give you another example of this. Is my mother had a rule that said that if you behaved well, you got a reward. The way she did this is that she gave me and my brothers and sisters two sweets each every day. And provided you behaved well, you got your sweets. But it meant that if you didn't behave well, you didn't get either one sweet or two sweets. And it was my mother simply You simply lost your sweets. My mother didn't jump up and down and get excited and emotional about your transgression, your, you know, whatever you did. She simply fined you the sweets. I'm drinking a cup of tea here while I'm remembering my mum. The second, another example of this, was that my mum used, we were given pocket money at a fairly early age. I remember getting enough pocket money to buy a comic. The Beano, football one. There was one to do with football. And we were given this in the form of money. But my mother had a way that said you could be fined your pocket money or some of your pocket money. An example would be that I had a phase, quite a long phase as I remember it, in which I bit my nails. And my mother used to fine me my pocket money or a part of my pocket money for each nail that I bit. This led me to become good at calculating the number of nails that I was able to bite in order to not run up a debt, I suppose, but for my pocket money. So I can't remember how many nails I could bite, but her method developed the ability in me of being able to calculate the consequences of breaking rules. So just to summarise this, I think I developed a respect for rules, I developed an ability to bend rules, the ability to make an effort to bend rules. I developed an ability to find flaws in rules, because if you did find a flaw in a rule, for example, although I can't think of one right now, my mother would respect that and she would not enforce the rule. If there was an ambiguity, my mother gave benefit of the doubt. She never abused her position of power. So I took that on board, that if I made a mistake in relation to expressing what I wanted in supervising people, I would always give benefit of the doubt to that person, so that there would be another day. That was my mother's philosophy. There would always be another day. So that's it. That's part two of remembering. And I seem to have come up with quite several things that I learned from my mother there. But it's good to do this and to share it with my brothers and sisters while my mum is still alive and, thank goodness, and still kicking. Anyway, big thanks to Bernie Goldbach, and he's very much in my thoughts today on the 28th of December 2014. Thank you very much, Paul O'Mahony, saying cheerio for now.